Let's take a trip down the rabbit hole, shall we?
Welcome to our deep dive. We're going to be looking at AI adoption in companies.
Yeah.
Specifically, why companies aren't adopting AI as quickly as we might expect.
Right.
So
you'd think with all this buzz about AI, companies would be jumping in head first, but
right.
The reality is it's more complicated. And one of the biggest roadblocks is this sneaky little phenomenon called the curse of knowledge.
Oh, curse of knowledge. Sounds kind of spooky.
Yeah, right.
It does. So break it down for us. What is that?
Okay. Imagine you're trying to explain something you know really well to someone who's never encountered it before.
Okay.
Could be anything like a technical concept or even a simple game.
Right.
That curse of knowledge kicks in when you struggle to explain it effectively because you're so deeply immersed in your own understanding that you can't see it from their perspective.
Okay. I think I'm starting to get it, but do you have an example that might help me wrap my head around this?
Yeah, absolutely. Think back to 1990. Researchers did this fascinating study where they asked people to tap out the rhythm
of well-known songs.
Okay.
Like Happy Birthday.
Oh, okay.
And they had listeners try to guess the song.
All right. Sounds pretty straightforward. I'm guessing most people could figure out Happy Birthday just from the rhythm, right?
Yeah. You'd think so, right? Yeah. And the tappers thought so too.
Okay.
They predicted the listeners would guess the song correctly about 50% of the time.
Uh-huh.
But get this. The listeners only guessed correctly 2.5% of the time.
Whoa, 2.5%. That's way lower than I would guess.
Right.
What happened? Were the tappers just tapping terribly?
Nope. Tapping was fine.
Okay.
Problem wasn't their tapping skills.
Gotcha.
It was their perspective.
Okay.
The tappers, knowing the song inside and out, couldn't grasp how limited the information was from just the tapping alone. They were cursed by their own knowledge.
So they couldn't put themselves in the listener's shoes and realize that without the tune, you know, beforehand, those taps were meaningless.
Exactly. And the same tapper and listener dynamic is at play when it comes to AI adoption in companies. So you're saying that people who understand AI well might unknowingly be making it harder for others to grasp because they're too deep in the AI weeds.
Precisely.
Okay.
So those who are AI savvy, meaning they have the technical skills and understanding of AI concepts, are like the tappers. They're so fluent in AI jargon and immersed in its potential that they often struggle to explain it in a way that clicks for their colleagues who are less familiar with the technology.
So they might be unintentionally using jargon, assuming a level of background knowledge that others don't have, or just failing to make those AI concepts relatable.
Yeah.
For those who aren't steeped in AI like they are.
You nailed it. And this communication breakdown can lead to slower adoption rates, even when the AI itself is sound and has the potential to really benefit the company.
Right, right.
It's like having a powerful tool that no one knows how to use.
So simply relying on your AI experts to bring everyone else on board might not be the most effective approach then.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like expecting everyone to understand a song just by hearing someone tap out the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You need more than that.
Right.
You need context. You need a shared understanding.
Right.
And you need to bridge that knowledge gap.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if just having in-house AI gurus isn't the solution, what are some companies doing to combat this curse of knowledge and get everyone on board with AI?
Well, there are some pretty clever strategies out there.
Right.
And one company that stands out is Trader Joe's.
Oh.
Now their official mission statement, to bring our customers the best food and beverage values and the information to make informed buying decisions is, well, a bit generic.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly scream Trader Joe's or make me crave their cookie butter.
Right. But here's where they get clever.
Okay.
To translate that mission into something more concrete and actionable, they've described their target customer as an unemployed college professor who drives a very, very used Volvo.
Okay, now that's a picture I can get behind. I can practically smell the stale coffee and philosophy books in that Volvo.
Right.
It's definitely more specific and way more Trader Joe's.
Exactly. And while it's obviously a simplified persona, it creates a shared understanding among employees. Everyone at Trader Joe's, from the cashiers to the stockers to the buyers, can instantly picture that unemployed professor and have a good sense of what kinds of products they might be looking for.
So by creating this relatable persona, Trader Joe's is ensuring everyone in the company is on the same page.
Right.
And understands who they're trying to reach, even if they don't all have the same deep understanding of the company's overall marketing strategy.
You got it. And this same approach can be applied to AI adoption. Instead of just talking about algorithms and neural networks,
right.
AI companies can create relatable personas for their target users. This helps employees, especially those who aren't directly involved in AI development, grasp the real-world applications of the technology and how it impacts people's lives.
Yeah, I like that. It's taking something potentially complex and abstract like AI and grounding it in a way that everyone can understand and relate to.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's just one strategy for combating the curse of knowledge.
Okay.
There are other techniques companies can use, like storytelling, to bridge the knowledge gap and make AI more accessible.
Okay. I'm definitely intrigued.
Yeah.
Let's dive into those other strategies next. You mentioned storytelling as another tool for tackling this curse of knowledge.
Yeah.
How can companies leverage stories to make AI more digestible for everyone?
Well, stories are powerful because they tap into our emotions and help us connect with information on a deeper level.
Okay.
So think about FedEx and their Purple Promise Award.
I've heard of that. It's all about recognizing employees who go above and beyond to get those packages delivered on time, right?
That's right.
Okay.
One story that really stands out is about a FedEx driver in New York City.
Good.
Her truck broke down and she was facing the possibility of late deliveries.
Oh, no.
But instead of giving up, she managed to convince a driver from a competing company to help her finish her route.
Wow, that's incredible. Really shows dedication to those customer promises.
Exactly. And that story perfectly embodies FedEx's commitment to reliability, much more so than just saying we value on-time delivery.
Right.
It makes that abstract value tangible and memorable.
So by sharing stories like this, FedEx is breathing life into their core values and helping employees understand what those values look like in action.
Precisely. And AI companies can take a page from this playbook.
Okay.
Instead of just talking about the technical capabilities of AI, they can share compelling stories about how AI is being used to solve real-world problems and make a positive impact.
So, for example, instead of just saying our AI can improve efficiency, they could tell a story about how their AI helped a company streamline its operations.
Right.
And free up employees to focus on more creative tasks.
Exactly. That kind of storytelling makes AI more relatable and helps people see its potential beyond just lines of code and algorithms.
Yeah. I'm starting to see how storytelling can be a game changer for AI adoption.
Yeah.
It's about making those abstract concepts come alive and connecting with people on an emotional level.
You nailed it. And it's not just about telling stories. It's also about creating opportunities for shared experiences.
Okay. Shared experiences. What do you mean by that?
Think about workshops where employees can get hands-on with AI tools and see how they work in practice. Or demos where they can witness firsthand the power of AI to solve specific problems.
So instead of just talking about AI in the abstract, they're giving people a chance to experience it for themselves.
Exactly. Those shared experiences can be incredibly powerful in overcoming the curse of knowledge. Mm-hmm. They demystify AI, make it less intimidating, and help people develop a more concrete understanding of its capabilities.
It's like the difference between hearing someone describe a delicious meal and actually tasting it yourself.
That's a great analogy. And those shared experiences don't have to be complicated or expensive.
Okay.
It could be as simple as setting up a sandbox environment where employees can experiment with AI tools and learn through trial and error.
So you're not just throwing information at people, you're actively involving them in the learning process.
Precisely.
Okay.
And when people feel like they're part of the AI journey, they're more likely to embrace it and champion its adoption within the company.
This is all starting to paint a much clearer picture of how companies can overcome that curse of knowledge and create a culture where everyone feels comfortable with AI.
And remember, formalized education plays a crucial role in this process as well.
Okay. Let's talk about that. What does formalized AI education look like in practice? Is it about sending everyone back to school for a computer science degree?
Not necessarily. While a deep understanding of AI theory is valuable for some roles, not everyone needs to become a data scientist.
Right.
Formalized AI education can take many forms, such as online courses, workshops, or even internal training programs tailored to specific roles and departments.
So it's about providing people with the knowledge and skills they need to effectively work with AI in their specific roles.
Exactly. Yeah. A marketing team, for example, might benefit from training on how to use AI-powered tools for customer segmentation or campaign optimization. Whereas a sales team might need training on how to use AI-driven chatbots to qualify leads or personalize customer interactions.
She's about meeting people where they are and providing them with the AI knowledge that's relevant to their day-to-day work.
Exactly. And by investing in formalized AI education, companies can equip their workforce with the tools and understanding they need to embrace AI and contribute to its successful adoption.
This all makes a lot of sense. It seems like there's no one-size-fits-all solution for overcoming the curse of knowledge when it comes to AI. It's about taking a multi-pronged approach that combines education, storytelling, shared experiences, and a commitment to clear and concise communication.
You got it.
Okay.
And it's an ongoing process.
Right.
The world of AI is constantly evolving, so companies need to stay agile and adapt their knowledge-sharing strategies accordingly.
So what does that look like in practice?
Yeah.
How can companies stay ahead of the curve and ensure that their AI knowledge sharing initiatives are effective in the long run?
That's a great question and one that deserves its own deep dive.
Right.
In a nutshell, it's about creating a culture of continuous learning, fostering open communication and encouraging experimentation with AI.
Okay.
It's about empowering everyone in the company to be an active participant in the AI journey.
This is all fantastic information.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I want to loop back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The importance of using concrete language and avoiding jargon when talking about AI.
Right.
Can you give us some specific examples of how to do this effectively?
Absolutely. It's all about making AI relatable and understandable for those who aren't steeped in the technical details.
Okay.
For example, instead of saying, "Our AI uses natural language processing to analyze customer sentiment," you could say, "Our AI can read customer reviews and tell us whether people are happy or unhappy with our products."
So it's about taking those complex technical terms and translating them into everyday language that everyone can grasp.
Exactly. And it's also about using analogies and real-world examples to illustrate AI concepts.
Okay.
For example, you could compare a machine learning algorithm to a chef who learns to make a better dish by trying different recipes and getting feedback from diners.
I like that. It takes something that might seem intimidating and makes it more approachable.
Precisely. And the more we can break down those barriers of jargon and complexity, the more we can empower everyone to understand and embrace AI.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've covered a lot of ground, from the curse of knowledge to storytelling to creating shared experiences.
It has.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to bring it all back to the listener. If our listener is sitting there thinking, okay, this all makes sense, but where do I even start?
Right.
What's one actionable step they can take today to start addressing the curse of knowledge within their own organization?
I'd say the most important thing is to simply start a conversation about it.
Okay.
Gather your team, whether it's your department or even just a smaller group, and share some of these insights that we've discussed today.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the curse of knowledge and how it might be impacting your company's AI adoption efforts.
So start by acknowledging that this phenomenon exists and that it might be hindering your progress with AI.
Exactly. Once you've opened up that dialogue, you can start brainstorming ways to improve knowledge sharing and communication around AI.
Mm-hmm.
Think about those concrete strategies we talked about.
Right.
Creating relatable personas, sharing compelling stories, setting up opportunities for hands-on experiences, and investing in formalized education.
It's about shifting the focus from simply having AI knowledge to effectively sharing that knowledge with everyone in the company.
You got it. And remember, this is not a one-time fix.
Right.
It requires ongoing effort and a commitment to clear, empathetic communication.
This deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
Both in terms of AI adoption and communication in general.
Right.
You've given us so many practical tools and strategies to work with.
Well, it's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
Yeah.
Before we go, I want to leave our listener with one final thought.
Okay.
We've talked about the challenges of bridging knowledge gaps.
Right.
But I think it's important to remember the incredible power of shared understanding.
What do you mean by that?
When we successfully communicate complex ideas and perspectives, we unlock so much potential.
Okay.
We can collaborate more effectively, be more innovative, and build stronger relationships, not just at work, but in every aspect of our lives.
It's about moving from a world of individual knowledge silos to a place of collective understanding.
Exactly. That shared understanding is something worth striving for.
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive into the curse of knowledge and its impact on AI adoption.
It has.
I have a feeling our listeners will be walking away from this with a whole new perspective.
Great being here. And remember, the next time you're explaining something, no matter how simple or complex, take a moment to consider the other person's perspective.
Okay.
Being mindful of the curse of knowledge can make all the difference in how effectively you communicate.
That's our show, folks. Good day. Good luck.